Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go.
There's the crooner of all time, Bing Crosby, bringing this back. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Merry Christmas, everyone. And we're celebrating it with our good friend, Barbara Weltman. Barbara is one of the great small business tax experts of all time. She's written all the books on the topic. J.K. Lester's, the whole J.K. Lester series. Guide to Self-Employment, the J.K. Lester's Rules for Small Business Taxes, Online Taxes, Guide to Tough Times, etc., etc. And plus, of course, the big daddy is Small Business Taxes Made Easy, right? The Small Business Taxes 2016, right?
That's right.
So that's the J.K. Lester series by Barbara Weltman. So the 2016 is out now, so check that out. BarbaraWeltman.com. You got a new app too, right, Barb?
Yes, I do. Big Ideas for Small Business for Android and iPhone, and
it's on Apple.
And
it's
you can
on
download
iTunes
it. And yeah, you can down. It's on at the Apple Store, and you can download it and get my idea of the day and my blogs and all the other great
so
things.
So check that out, folks. You'll like it. Okay, Barbara, what else do we need to know? What are some new things? What are some year-end things that we need to do to that we can still do before the end of the year to affect our taxes for this year?
Well, one of the things that I think that for small businesses I want to point out is that you do want to see or have your final meeting and adopt or put into your minutes that you want to use certain tax breaks that will be very beneficial to you. For example, using an accountable plan to reimburse employees, which not only saves employees on income taxes, but also saves you on employment taxes.
Right.
So you want to do that. Also, there's a de minimis safe harbor rule for tangible personal property, which is another write-off option. We talked earlier about Section 179 deduction of bonus depreciation, but this is even easier, and this comes off the top. For 2015, it's $500 per item or invoice. And in 2016, it goes to $2,500
per item or invoice.
Tell us
what that means. Explain that a little bit more clearly.
Yeah. What it means is that instead of you buy a printer for, I don't know, you buy a printer for $300.
Right.
Instead of treating it as an asset that you then elect to expense, you treat it as material and supplies, and you just write it off. The trick here is I think that you would want to explore it in your that this is something that you would want to do and discuss in your annual meeting, but you have to make sure that you use consistent treatment throughout the year. In other words, that you don't put it on your balance
sheet as an
asset.
But what's the difference in expensing? What's the difference in calling a printer a consumable that you expense the direct expensing 179?
It has the same result for tax purposes,
yeah.
But the difference is how it appears on your balance sheet. If it's not an asset, it's not on your balance sheet.
It's sort of like a lease payment. Doesn't if you lease something, it's
not on your.
It doesn't show up as a debt.
It's not an asset.
Yeah.
That's right. So
yeah.
You have to use consistent treatment. It becomes more complicated than ever before, and mm-hmm. You really need to explore this because you have to attach an election statement to your return. But again,
you can have the kind of a business that uses up a lot of small equipment. For example, like if you mentioned construction, you know, they go through expensive hand tools all the time.
Well, think of it like a motel that has to buy all new ironing boards.
Oh yeah,
for their 40
right.
rooms
or
so
irons or whatever.
Instead of treating it as an asset that then you elect to expense, which you can do,
mm-hmm.
You just treat it as material and supplies, and you write it off.
It's like a consumable.
It
basically
exactly
makes it a consumable.
Yeah, so it's a brand new wrinkle that you have to consider.
Huh.
It makes it more complicated, but in the end. And you can use all of the above, you know, depending
mm-hmm.
for different assets and for different amounts. So you just have to know which way you're going. But again, you mentioned what to do before the end of the year. my suggestion is meet with your tax advisor if you haven't already done so.
Yeah, and just see about that. What about, quickly, I've only got about 30 seconds, last things we can do on retirement.
Well, if you want to have a profit-sharing plan, a 401k, one of those, you do need to sign the paperwork with the financial institution by December 31st. Then you get more time to actually make the contribution for 2015, actually until the extended due date of the return.
Right.
But if you, as I said, signing the paperwork is the key strategy here.
Barbara, thank you so much for being here. Thanks for spending another Christmas day with us.
And very happy New Year to you.
We appreciate you. Yeah, let's have a good 2016 together. What do you think?
You bet.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break. I'm going to be gone for just a few minutes. I'll be back after these messages. Merry Christmas, everyone. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.